Test 65, Section 2, Question 13. Here we're looking to strengthen the argument. And it says, researchers have studied the cost effectiveness of growing halophytes, salt-tolerant plant species, for animal forage. So we're looking at salt-tolerant plants for animals to feed or to eat. H require more water than conventional crops, but can be irrigated with seawater. Okay, so they need more water, but you can do it with seawater. And pumping seawater into farms near sea level is much cheaper than pumping fresh water from deep wells. And it's cheaper to pump water from the sea than from a well. Thus, seawater agriculture near sea level should be cost-effective in desert regions, although its yields are smaller than traditional freshwater agriculture. So it's saying should be cost-effective even though you do get less stuff. So we want anything that's going to say, yeah, like growing these halophytes, the, you know, salt-tolerant things, is actually going to work out pretty well, and that it's going to be cost-effective. So we have to say what would strengthen this. And really, I just want anything that's going to say, yeah, growing the saltwater plants is a good thing. So a given volume of H is significantly different in nutritional value for animal forage from the same volume of conventional. Well, that's one that doesn't necessarily help because it could go either way depending on how it's different. Is it better? Is it worse? We just don't really know. Some H are not only tolerate salt, seawater, but require salt in order to thrive. Well, that's fine, but it doesn't really say whether it's going to be cost effective. Large research expenditures are needed to develop the strains of H best suited for agricultural purposes. If anything, that might weaken it a little bit because it's saying, hey, we're going to need to spend a lot on research. And then costs other than the cost of irrigation are different for H grown by means of seawater irrigation than for conventional. Well, if it had said that they were less, that would have been good, but just different doesn't say whether it's a good or a bad thing. Pumping water for irrigation is proportionally one of the largest costs involved in growing, harvesting, and distributing any forage crop for animals. Well, if pumping water is one of the biggest costs, that would kind of strengthen this argument because we know that it's cheaper to pump the seawater in those areas. So that would strengthen it. Now, it doesn't make it great, but it does make it better because it says, hey, this cost that's lower is one of the big ones. And therefore, E would be our correct answer.